Alright, let me grab a character. I don't remember what my character's called. I think I called her Anne.
Anne Holmvik. I've got it.
Least your character's name isn't in another language.
I haven't played this character since October.
Look, some things happened.
Yeah, like we wanted to finish up Fallout.
Yeah, and then it was hard for that to happen. And then.
I thought Susan was going to strangle you.
Who said she didn't?
I didn't need to know that.
There we go.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think I'm going to go cry. I'll be back in a little bit.
Get your drama dice first.
Why? Nothing will ever be more dramatic than this.
Well, that's why we're here, to try.
Okay, I shouldn't need seven dice in the course of this game, but.
I've got all 10 just in case.
Mean, I've got 16 just because that's how many d10s I have.
You definitely won't need more than 10. The rules get wonky after 10 dice.
I'm prone to dropping one, and if I don't feel like looking for it, I still want one, though.
My main problem, James, is that I always have enough dice to make rolls, but not enough to hold as initiative dice also.
Ah, yeah. That's fair.
Oh shit, where was the dice roller I had for this?
Matt, just remember, you're playing Gwendolyn Christie. That's all you need to know.
You're the person who keeps saying that.
I mean,
I don't
yeah.
disagree with it.
I mean, I.
Because
Not
I'm
that.
playing a power thighs monster who's also a blonde.
In German and cute.
Well,
Power
Dutch.
thighs?
Yeah, she's got some power thighs. What do you want?
She's got to carry all those guns around, I mean.
I'm looking at your character sheet.
I have large and I have natural strength from being from Vendel.
But you have shit leaping.
Yeah, but I.
It's because she's got to carry around all
And
that
I'm the
upper
only
body
one who.
too.
Also, I'm the one who has appearance bonus due to my legs.
Power thighs
I'm
are
just.
not necessarily an appearance bonus. Think about like Chun-Li.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, everyone look at Axe's character sheet.
Why?
Picture just still makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he put a picture on his character.
I remember it from forever ago.
The character's name again.
Declan.
Did I put everybody? Yes, I put everybody in the 7C folder.
He's either from the 1920s or T
Do you
or
like
today
that folder?
Seattle.
Also, the 7C folder has the old 7C folder. Here, let me grab the shareable link.
I mean, I technically am above average
Oh, right, that one. I
I'm
forgot that picture with suspenders.
They're great suspenders. Totally something that would have been cheap, 10 years ago and now is way overpriced. My
Listen,
bag of M&Ms. Go on.
the animal we meant made a suspenders out of when endangered, okay?
Good to know. Good to know. My bag of M&Ms had an inordinate amount of blue M&Ms in it.
That's good luck, probably.
Hopefully.
What's jazz luck?
It's different depending on the color. Different type of luck. Blue means, I think, prosperity. Red means satisfaction, and green means you're gonna get it.
Nice. Who
Yellow
knows?
means you shall conquer your enemies.
Well, let's hope I prosper really, really well then.
Okay, Matt, maybe you could answer this question for me. Don't know why you would know this, but
Sure, shoot.
what was up with the sick kid in the Secret Garden?
I've never seen that movie.
I've seen it. What do you mean about him?
Well, what was his deal?
He had a birth defect, and his spine. He had very mild scoliosis, and in his father's depression, with the whole his mom dying and everything, and then it's a whole lot of spoiling. He doesn't have a whole lot of issues, except for not moving for 10 years, which will cause degeneration of the legs.
Okay.
His biggest issue is he was a spoiled brat. He had some minor spinal issues that really didn't affect his walking, but based on spoiling, he kind of gave himself leg issues.
So why was everyone worried about giving him spores and stuff?
Because it was the Victorian era.
Okay, gotcha.
Mostly everybody was stupid and having a lot more sex than everybody likes to assume.
Also, at some point during this game, I may have to take a break to take a shelf to downstairs to the lobby to give to somebody on Craigslist. If they actually decide to show up like they said they could.
You sure they're not a cop?
It's a
Are you
shelf.
Sure they're not a murderer?
It's a shelf.
I mean, they would have to tell you if they were a cop,
it's
right?
A goddamn shelf.
Okay, but it's Craigslist.
Sure they're not a cop?
Sure they're not a murderer?
I don't know. Anytime I do things on Craigslist, I always bring down a can of pepper spray.
Okay, I feel better for you then.
Or I'll just tell them what my apartment number is, and I'll leave the thing outside so I never have to see them.
Pocket sand.
Your apartment number makes me laugh so much.
Sure they're not a cop.
They have not said one way or another.
Nice. Are we about ready to start this?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a refresher, because all I remember is that we ended at a bar.
No, remember when we used to play games? Just think back to that point.
We were dealing with a guy who's in love with the queen.
Legendarily. That is what is said by people.
That is a very strange way to put that sentence together.
Oh, when I was looking up how to say that name for you, James, they ended up showing a bunch of fan art of her with who I can only assume is Beric.
Yeah, Seven Sea Shippers are weird.
And I was just like, huh, he's cuter than I thought he was. Also, this isn't helping me figure out Irish, Scotch, Celtic verbalism or pronunciation.
All right, I forgot I bought a blunderbuss at some point.
Of course you did. It was the logical next step.
There's some modification rules somewhere in the book for guns. I think there's a guns book. And I found that you can have a gun that has a larger bore, which will decrease the decrease the firing range, but increase the damage. So naturally, I applied that to a blunderbuss because it's more or less a shotgun anyway.
All I want out of this campaign is to ride down a rope like on my quarterstaff at some point.
There's practically rolls for that, like in the book.
I believe it.
No one wants to try and cut a chandelier and hold the rope and fly up from it?
No, because that's really likely to pull your arm out. Like, to dislocate it, it's just not... And,
we have so many people here who are intensely strong.
Also, well, this is a highly accurate simulation of the physical world.
I mean, just saying.
This is the...
Declan's got rigging 3. I'm pretty sure that's how he just gets around.
Rigging is not a means of locomotion.
He just sure throws ropes around the world and then just climbs on them. He never learned how to walk.
It's just in Declan as Spider-Man.
Right. So, are we ready to do this?
Ready as we can be.
Have you ever?
Are you ready to do this?
Yes. For God's sake, yes.
So you sounded so dreadful.
Matt, have you been recording as always?
Yeah, pretty much.
Always and forever.
Whoever's editing this, cut out that part where Susan says my address.
Oh. All I said was your apartment number. I don't even know what your street or anything is.
Yes, I have the number. I just need to attach Illinois to the end of it.
To be fair, most people, I think, know he lives in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean,
cut that out, editor.
I mean, that's on the cast page. He is a very pretty man.
Thank you.
Very triangular as well.
Yes, 7C art.
It's like art from Clamp.
Yeah.
Nah. Not noodly enough.
True.
Too noodly.
We didn't see anything below his face. He could be all noodles. He was described as wiry.
Valid point.
well.
We could ask Clace.
We could ask Clace, but to some degree, I don't want to listen to this so he doesn't have to hear my accents.
Oh, if he listens to this, then he's going to have to hear me doing my impression of his accent and then slapping Dutch on it.
The Clace Plus.
Yes. That's what it shall be known as.
Yep, chili pea is my specialty.
First Breaking Bad reference of 7C ever.
It was just because Breaking Bad came like 6 years. Wow, maybe it didn't come that many years after it, now that I think about it.
I think it came a bit after that. I think the last 7C book published in the 90s.
Yeah, late 90s.
Yeah, Breaking Bad's a lot later than that.
Yeah,